Gemara says in that Amid Beis Amid Beis, even if the Pasuk Kedei Rishoso teaches us that in most cases where a person is Chayiv Malkus and Mamon Bevasachas, he does a Maisa Aveira, he does different Maisa Aveira maybe, but he's Chayiv Malkus and Mamon Bevasachas, the rule is that Loka Ve'enu Mishalim, that's the way we paskin. But there are two exceptions to the rule. Eidim Zon Minachol Bechaveira. The first of Satori, the Zaman, the Tashlumin, Hachanam, the first of Satori, Chalab, the Chaber, the Tashlumin. Where is this Rabbi Law? Where is this, the first of Satori, by Adam Zaman, Chalab, the Chaber, the Jimishal, and Benaloka? That's what the Gemara says there on Lami Beis and the Beis. Hecha, the Idma, the Rabbi Law. Aha, Rabbi Law made his statement about the Mishnah in Makkas. Even though it was Hish, Polish, Chai, the Chaber, Masayim, Zuz, and into Zaman, Lokan, and Mishalman. Rabbi Meir holds that if Edom Zomin, Edom testified that someone owes his friend $100, even owes Shimon $100, and then turns out that the Zomin, Rabbi Meir says that the Chayiv Mamon Umalkis, Lokin Umashalim. The Chachamim Omrim call a Mashalim Ein Olokin. Chachamim say no. Kedei Rishasa, Vishim Rishacha, Satan Machayim, Vyatam Machayim, Vishim Shte Rishias, call a Mashalim Ein Olokin. In fact, the Gemara v'nema kol aloka ain't a mashalim. Why kol mashalim ain't aloka? If Kedei Rishasan only tells me malchus v'lo mamon, so why give mamon v'lo malchus? Amar Rabbi Law, b'fereshim sator, eidim zomin l'tashlumin. Rabbi Law says that's the gzeres hakosav. There's a special pasuk that eidim zomin pay and they don't get malchus. We still say Kedei Rishasan. They don't do both. Rabbi Meir holds they get both. Aloka u'mashalim. The Chachanu say no. Then Mishalim Ve'en Aloka, they only get one, not the other. But here, as opposed to normally in Kol HaTarakula, where Loka Ve'en Mishalim, here they're Mishalim Ve'en Aloka. Echon Rib Sitara, where's the Gzer Sakosu? Michti Ksiv Asisam L'Kashazom Lasos L'Ochiv. The Pasuk says, we do Kashazom, Yad B'Yad Lomali, Dover Hanita Miyad L'Yad. Why is it Ed Yad B'Yad? It's another Pasuk, Yad B'Yad. Comes to teach me that we give the Edom, in a case of Malkus and Mamon, we give them Dover Hanita Miyad Liyad. We'll give them. We force them to pay a Dover Hanita Miyad Liyad. Umayniu Mamon, it's Mamon. So that's the Gzeres HaKosav by Edom Zomin that Mishal Ben Aloka. Chol B'Chaver, how do you know that Ribs HaTorah L'Tashlum B'Chol B'Chaver? Chol B'Chaver Nami Mich B'Ksir Kasher Osa Kein Ye'osa Lo Kein Yinosim B'Olamali. It says Kein Ye'osa Lo, we have to do exactly what he did. He's mazik someone, he's mafsid mamon, so we do that to him too. Can you not say Golomer? What are you, the second pasuk? Dova shiesh bonasina, my new mamon. Comes to teach me that by Chova b'chavero, the Iker is the mamon. We give him the mamon, we force him to pay money, and he doesn't get malchus. And this is the Gemar. The Edom Zom and Chova b'chavero are unique. They are Mishalim ve'en aloka, not loka ve'en mishalim. Let's examine this Mishnah that the Gemara quotes. Machlokes Rabbi Meir and Chachamim about Edom Zomim. Where the Loka Mishalim or Mishalim Ve'en Loka. So Rabbi Meir says that Edom Zomim who testify about some of his hired money, the Loka U'Mishalim. Why the Loka Mishalim? So from the Mishnah, the impression you get is Rabbi Meir holds, it's because there are two psukim. Shelo Hashem HaMeviyu L'Dei Makas Meviyu L'Dei Tashlumin. As Rashi explains, Hamikra Hamaviyu Lidei Malkus, Eino Maviyu L'Tashlum. Malkus Milo Sane, Tashlumin Mikasher Zama. Different Makoros, different Mechaidim. Malkus is Mishum Lo Sane, Lo Sane Berechai Shoker, the Eidus Sheker. Tashlumin is from Kasher Zama. As Rashi, Kevan the Shnei Shem, Osein Chayev Al Shnei. Since there are two different Shemas, two different Lavim, Yechayev both Rabbi Meir. Lo Hashem Hamaviyu Lidei Malkus, Maviyu Lidei Tashlumin, there are two mechayim and two psukim. So this is what Tosfos quotes from Rashi in Shelo Hashem. Pirush b'kotches, we should the mamon malchus osu mitrei koi malchus milosan and mamon mivasis makasher zaman. That's why Rabbi Meir says that yeloka mishalim. And Tosfos is very troubled. Right? Rabbi Meir has this special halacha by Edom Zomim, special halacha by malchus and mamon. Rabbi Meir doesn't deny Kamlei B'Dirabim. We've discussed this at great length. Rabbi Meir admits that by Nisa U'mamon Avada, Veloia also teaches me that we kill the person, and he doesn't pay money. Rabbi Meir also holds a Kedei Rishasa. He claims that Kedei Rishasa doesn't doesn't refer to Miso Mammon. It doesn't refer to Malkus or Mammon either. What does it refer to?
Miso Malkus.
Miso Malkus. That's the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin. So Rabbi Meir admits there is a din of Kamei B'Dirabimine. Multiple din of Kamei B'Dirabimine. But by Malkus or Mammon, he diverges from the Chacham. There he says different. There he says that Loke U'Mishalim. So Rashi says it's because it's a different pasuk, a different mechayivim. There's one mechayivim Malkus, one mechayivim Mammon. The Taisa says that's very troubling. The kasha, the kolshka in the habuksidi b'chad krosh sheyukav yishalim shayaloka u'mishalim. Kolshka, if it would say in one pasuk that the chayiv Malkus and Mammon, avada they'll be loka u'mishalim. Why does Rabbi Meir say according to Rashi that because there are two different psukim, one teaching the chayiv Malkus and one teaching the chayiv Tashlumin, that's why loka u'mishalim? No, that's not a reason to say that you get both. It's more of a reason to say you get both if it's in one pasuk. It's in two psukim, there's less of a reason to say that you get both. Maybe I would say that Mishalim very maloka. What's Rabbi Meir talking about? Rabbi Meir says because Malkus and Mammon come from two psukim, that's why loka u'mishalim. He says, there'd be more reason to say loka u'mishalim if it's in one pasuk. If the one pasuk told me that they're loka u'mishalim, so kol shken, there should be loka u'mishalim. This is kash. Because Mammon and Malkus come from two psukim, ein lanu levatel pasuk echad lagamri. It shouldn't be mevatel one pasuk completely. You're going to say kedei rishasol mishem rishachas atam machayv aviyatam machayv mishem shem rishios. So then it's going to come out that one of the psukim you'll be mekayim and not the other one. You'll do losane but not kasher zomim. You'll do kasher zomim but not losane. That's pastish. That's not right. That's not the right thing to do. Rashi holds. I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. To be mevatel a pasuk lagamri. That's not the right thing to do. So that's what Rabbi Meir meant, that because the Chiyav Malkus and the Chiyav Mammon are coming from two different sukkim, from Osana, from Kasher Zaman, so that's why Chayav both. If they were to come from one posuk, so then Efshem Ken Zogin, that you Chayav only one. That's what Rashi meant. Taisus asks on Rashi, how can he say that according to Rabbi Meir, Chayav both? Because they come from two psukim fakaret. If they came from one pasuk, you should be loka umish. If it said in one pasuk that you're loka mashalim, I'd say even more so you should be loka mashalim. So he says, no, pshat in Rashi is this, that Rabbi Meir feels that if Malkus and Mammon come from two psukim, then avada you gotta be chayav both. Because you can't be mevatel one for the other. Kedei Rishas would tell me that you're only mekayim one pasuk that you can't do. Gotta be mekayim both psukim. So because the two chiyuvim come from two psukim, you have to give them both. If you were to say loka mashalim in one pasuk, then you wouldn't be mevatel. You wouldn't be mevatel the pasuk legamri. You'd be mekayim et b'miktsas. So that would have been okay. But the Meir says, davka because the mammon comes from kasher zaman, akas mishum losane, that's why they're loka mashalim. That's why you have to give them both. Because you can't be mevatel one of the psukim. Two different psukim. If you only give them mammon, you'll be mevatel losane. You only give them malkus, you'll be mevatel kasher zaman. So we can't be mevatel a pasuk legamri. So that's why they're loka mashal. Just a moment. The ein nir l'ri. The ri says, but I don't like that. The lo mastaver shelo yu chayav in mammon and malkus b'chay gavna. Kevin shoresh lo chayav b'shneim. The ri says, but I don't like that because it makes sense that since they wanted to be mechayev. This individual, in the case that you presented of Motzi Shema, they wanted to be Mechayev and Malkus and Mammon, so he didn't kasher zaman, they should be loka mashalim. He disagrees with this pshat, even according to the way he explains Rashi, he disagrees with it. He said he has a kasha on Rashi, he gives a pshat in Rashi, and then he says, even according to my pshat in Rashi, I think it's wrong. A shakla b'tam in your place, right? He gives the pshat in Rashi, Rabbi Meir holds the loka mashalim because the Malkus and the Mammon come from different sukkim. Taisus is troubled with the Pshat and Rashi. Then he explains Rashi, but then he rejects Rashi. And then he's going to give his own Pshat. But that's the Hishtalshuus in Taisus. He quotes the Rashi, he's troubled by the Rashi, he gives a Pshat and Rashi, and then he rejects that pshat of Rashi. What's the shock of Italian? Well, what's going on in places? Chaim, you have something you want to ask before we
finish? Where did this idea of big door come from?
Okay, so let's give chat and then we'll talk, okay? Well, let's first develop it. What was troubling Tosis in the beginning? Tosis says that if it said local Mishalim in one post, the Kolshkin, they should be local Mishalim. So what's Rashi saying? Rabbi Meir holds what? Because it's in two psukim, that's why we give them both. No, fakar. If it'll be one in one post, there's more of a reason to give them both. What's that svar? Why does Tosis say it's more mistabra that the local Mishalim with both of you came from one pasuk? What do you think? Chora, what Tosis is saying is, why should I claim that they should get one and not the other? Kidei rishas. Yata mechayim mishum shtei rishis. So Tosis asks on Rashi, he says, if both chiyuvim are coming from one pasuk, it's more mistaber that they should get both. More mistaber they should get both if both chiyuvim are coming from one pasuk, not from two pasukim. Why?
It's
one Rishi, exactly, Noah, Elder G. Right? It's more likely that it's viewed as one Rishi. I mean, these are two Chiyuvim, but if it's in one Pasuk, forget the Pasuk, if it's one Mechayiv, if Kasha Zomav is Mechayiv both, that's Risha Achas. Kasha Zomav. He was Zomav to give an Onish to the Nidon, so that's a Risha Achas. It's two Onshim, but two Onshim Mishum Risha Achas. So Tosis is saying, Adirabba, you think Rashi Rabbi Meir holds that local Mishalim because there are two psukim that are Mechayev, each one's Mechayev a different owner. Shpakert, if there be one Mechayev for both, there's more of a reason to give them both. Not that there's more of a reason to give them both because there are separate psukim being Mechayev for each. Shpakert, there's more of a reason to give them both if there's one pasuk that's Mechayev. If there's one Mechayev for both own shin, because then it's a Risha Achas. So Iyat HaMechayv HaMishim Shtei Rishios is not a problem here. It's not Shtei Rishios. It's Risha Achas with two Onshim. It's more Mestabah to give them both if it's in one Pasuk. That was the Kasha that troubled Tosfos. So what's his answer? Shema Yesh Lefarish. Maybe there's a Pshat. Well, what's his answer? Tosfos's answer is this. The Rashi felt, Aliba the Rabbi Meir, that in the din of Kedei Rishaso is a halacha that you can't be mevatel a pasuk. The din of Kedei Rishaso tells me, yata mechayv mishum shtei rishios, that's true. But if you're going to be mekayim Kedei Rishaso by being mevatel a pasuk, misvar, that doesn't make sense. That's what Rabbi Meir was thinking according to Rashi. That, of course, you want to be mekayim Kedei Rishaso, but we can't be mekayim Kedei Rishaso at the expense of a pasuk. Meaning we have two pasuk and we have two mechayim that should apply to these people. So because of Kedei Rishaso, I'll just be Mevatel, one of the Mechayim? How can I do that? It makes sense. If they've done two Averis, two Rishios, each one is Mechayim from a different Onish, they should get both. How can Kedei Rishaso tell me that I give them only one and not the other if I'll be Mevatel a Pasuk completely, with Gamri, by being Mechayim Kedei Rishaso? That doesn't make sense according to Rabbi Meir. If I'll be mevatel a pasuk legamri, I'll be mekayim kedei rishaso. Rabbi Meir didn't feel that that's appropriate, so that's why he says it's dafka because the chiyuv malchus is mishum osana and the mamon is mishum kasher zamam. That's why local mashalim. That's why we give them both, because since there are two different mechayim, I can't do kedei rishaso. Rabbi Meir holds I can't do kedei rishaso if it'll come at the expense of one of the psukim. But if the mechayim for both would have been one pasuk, or one lav, one mechayiv, so then by giving them only one, I'm not being without the pasuk legamri. Because I'm still mechayim the pasuk. Kasha zama. I'll still be mechayim. If they're made that someone was motzi shemra on his wife, right? It should be lokum mishalim. So even if we only give them momen, I'm not mevatel the pasuk completely. Because they're getting some kind of an onish from that pasuk. So then I would say maybe they should only get one. Maybe Kedei Rishaso should win out. Rabbi Meir was assuming that if there are two different psukim, be mechayev them in two different onshim, then it doesn't make sense to say kedei rishaso. Because to say kedei rishaso, if I'll be mevatel a pasuk legamri, that's not right. But if it be in one pasuk, if it's one mechayev and two onshim, then maybe I'll say give them one onish. Kedei rishaso should tell me give them one onish because I'm not mevatel the pasuk completely. I'll be mevatel the pasuk partially. And that's okay. Learn kedei rishaso. That's what Rashi was assuming, according to Tosfos, within Rabbi Meir. So what's the Ri's rejection? What's his final point? The Ri's final point is that Dafka over here, by Kasha Zamam, that doesn't make any sense. Because by Kasha Zamam, you have to do what they wanted to do to the Nidah. So even if Rabbi Meir's Svari is right, by Kasha Zamam, it makes no sense. Even if Rabbi Meir is right, that you can't learn Kedei Rishasam, you can't use Kedei Rishasam to teach me that we give them only one ownership, not both. If I'll be mevatel a pasuk completely, but if it's in one pasuk, then I could learn Kedei Rishasam. Because I'm not mevatel the pasuk completely, I'll be mekayim mit b'miktas. But by Kasha Zamam, says the Ri, he thinks that's wrong. Because by Kasha Zamam, there has to be a Hazama Gemara. It has to be Kasha Zamam Legamri. Hazama b'miktas is lo shma hazam. Kasha Zamam b'miktas is lo shma Kasha Zamam. Kasha Zamam means we have to do to the Edom what they wanted to do to the Nidah. So if I'm only going to do that partially, even if this Svara is right, if I'm not Mavato the Pasuk completely, maybe Kedei Rishaso should win. It should carry the day, so to speak. But by Kasha Zamam, it can't carry the day. Because by Kasha Zalam, you have to fulfill Kasha Zalam completely. If not, it's not Kasha Zalam. That's the Ri's problem with Rashi. That if you're not going to fulfill Kasha Zalam completely, that's not Kasha Zalam. And Rashi argues, Rashi says it is Kasha Zalam. It's not Kasha Zalam Legami, but it's a Kasha Zalam B'miktas. Rabbi Meir holds that's enough. That's the Machlokas. Rabbi Meir holds that Kedei Rishasa wins out as long as I'm not going to be Mevatel Apostle Legami. And it'll win out even if I won't have a full Kasha Zama. Kedei Rishaso is a Yisod. So Mishum Rishah, Hasan Tamachai, Viyotam Achai, Mishum Shtei Rishios, and Taka will win out as long as I'm not going to be Mavat L'Pasa completely. And Tosfos says, even if I'll agree to you that Kedei Rishaso should win out as long as I'm not Mavat L'Pasa completely, but by Kasha Zama, that's not going to make any sense. By Kasha Zama, I have to be Mekayim the Kasha Zama completely. Because if not, it's not going to be Kasha Zama. So to say Rabbi Meir holds that the Dafka, it's because the Malkus and Mammon are two different psukim, that's why they get both? No! Even if they'd be one pasuk, and I wouldn't be Mavata the pasuk completely, they still would have to get both, says Tosfos. Because it's not a Kasha Zama if they're not going to get both. That's what troubles Tosfos and Rashi. That he admits Rashi has a mokum for his svara. Rabbi Meir holds that because it's coming, because the two chiyuvim, Malkus and Mammon, come from two mechayivim, so therefore, maybe that beats out Kedei Rishasa, right? Because I can't be mevatel either one of the psukim, so maybe I won't say Kedei Rishasa over here. So the svara makes sense, but the problem is, the assumption of Rashi is that if they both would have come out of Kasha Zaman, then I could have been mekayim one and not the other. So it says Taisus, even if the svara is right, that I could paskin Kedei Rishasa as long as I'm not mevatel the pasuk completely. But if that pasuk, if that mechayev is Kasha Zaman, I have to fulfill Kasha Zaman completely. Because if I don't fulfill Kasha Zaman completely, that's not a Kasha Zaman. So there was never a Havamina. Rabbi Meir should say that the reason why we give them both Malkus and Mammon is because there are two different mechayevim. That's not a reason. Because even if they were coming out of the same mechayev, even if they were coming out of Kasha Zaman, I still would have to give them both. Because if not, that's not Kasha Zaman. The Tosfos concludes that Rashi's pshat within Rabbi Meir is highly questionable. Highly questionable, because it's not because the two mechayim are coming from two different, the two onshim are coming from two mechayim that we have to give them both. That's not the reason, because even if they both came from Kasha Zaman, we still would have to give them both. Even though you're not mevatel the puzzle completely, we still would have to give them both, because if you don't give them both, it's not Kasha Zaman. This, I believe, is the Shaka V'Tayya of Tosfos V'Das Rashi. Okay, questions?
Didn't we see in earlier Tosfos that he said in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that even in a case, you only get one out of the two? Since you got the Iker, you got the Iker punishment, that's still considered Kasher Zama, even if you didn't get both?
If you get the Iker.
But the Gemara in Sanhedrin, there's a difference. So one of the cases where it's only Mammon.
Is there an Iker over here, the Malkus and the Mammon? Is one of them the Iker, one of them is the Tofa? Which one is...
Still
the
I'm
sorry?
As long as you get one, that could be enough. Why do you have to get both?
Did we say that by Kasher Zama?
Yeah, by Sanhedrin.
Which case?
On Pes on the days.
Sorry?
On Pes on the days. The second
case. I didn't test on the days.
On Sanhedrin, on Pes on the days. The second case, that was.
Pes on the days. The Eide Habal. Who's Eide Habal? Ploni Baal Bas Ploni Behuzmun. Nerovin Mashalman? Is that the case you're talking about? No, that's Yud. That's what's not this. Avi Abal Adam Shazins of Avi Av Adam Vizimum Lady Abal. Avi Abal Nerovin Vay Mashalman moment. Remind me? If you're Mekayim, the Iker, just one second, if the Iker Avis, you're saying that's the issue here. Maybe that's talk of the issue between Rashi and the Ri. The Ri might hold that you have to be Mekayim the whole Kashazon, both own Shim to be called Kashazon. Rashi says no. Maybe if I'm Mekayim, only one that is called Kashazon. I don't know which one is the Iker over here, but maybe. What Rashi would say.
Tosfos himself says that as long as you're Meskayim, Tzas Hazama, and Laman Aleph on the Beis and Suvas, when he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin.
Amid Aleph.
So, in the middle of a long Tosfos, when he quotes the Kizim Sanhedrin, Kevin Deskayim book Tzas Hazama. That's good enough.
Rabbi Yitam says, "Binin shit deskayim azam v'klapik halecha." The meal mamon and nefashos v'chad gavra potter kedem deskayim v'ktsas hazam. Okay, but the Ri is against that. The Ri could be against that. That's exactly the point here. Is it enough to be Mekayim Tzas Hazama or not? That's exactly what Rashi and the Ri could be arguing about. Is a Mikvah Hazama considered Kasher Hazama? The Ri says absolutely not, and maybe Rashi will counter and say, no, even a Mikvah Hazama is called Kasher Hazama. Okay. That's Rashi. What does the Ri hold? How does he learn Rabbi Meir? The Nira Lari Lefare, Shalashim Avila de Makas, Set Shakule, Kloma Shah, Tashlumen Lonichu, Bissamach Lamalkas, the Mayakosabo, so Posagansmo, Losane, the Mane, Basis Makashazam, and Mazvale Havamina, the Havali Lav Shinita Glasse below Yilka Ola. Avalata Shinita of Rocho, Zemizel, Lohavinita Glasse. What is the reason? Saying? He is saying, Rabbi Meir holds, Shalashim Avila de Makas, Avila de Tashlumen. What that means is that the Malkus and the Mammon, not that they're coming from two Mechayvim, that's not the issue. The issue is they're not written close together. They're in different Sukkot. If they'd be written close together, then you wouldn't get Malkus from the Meirholz. If they'd be written close together, this would be what we call a Lav Hanitagla Asay. A Lav Hanitagla Asay. A Lav that's connected to an Asay. Lav Hanitagla Asay is a Lokan Alav. Says of the Ri, if they'd be written in the same pasuk, this would be a lav hanidaklase, and you wouldn't get malchus for it. Forget about kidei rishosa. Rashi is saying, Rabbi Meir holds because they're two different sukkim, so therefore we're not going to apply kidei rishosa. We're not going to apply the din of kamli b'dirabmei. They're going to get both. The Ri says, forget about kamli b'dirabmei over here. Even if you'll say that the din really should be that loke u'mishalem, right? Even if you say that they really should get both, there's a technical reason why you're not going to get Malkus. Not because of Kedei Rishasa, but because you can't be loka on a Lav Hanitag Lasei. So if they'd be mentioned in the same Pasuk, if the Lav was Samach to the Asei, right, if I see some of Kasha Zomam, the Asei of Kasha Zomam, it's an Asei, do something for someone. If the Vasis of Kasha Zomam were after Losane, so that would be called a Lav Hanitag Lasei. So then we wouldn't get Malkus for such a love. Not because of Kamle B'dirabamine, but because we don't get Malkus for such a love. Moses is troubled. The classical type of lav anita glasei, that's veheshev esagzela shagazal. The lav is lo sigzal. Then veheshev esagzela shagazal, you have to return the gzela. So lav anita glasei. The halacha is you're not lokeh for lo sigzal because it's anita glasei. So yes, Tosfos, gzela is a lav anita glasei, even though the assay is not in the same posuk as the lav. So why do you say that if Kashazaman, if Losana and Kashazaman were in the same posuk, it would be a lav anita glasei. Now that it's not in the same posuk, it's not a lav anita glasei. But the classical case of lav anita glasei is also not in the same posuk. So what are you talking about? The says Tais is no. Vadai hakarchach unita glasei sherei oker gzeila mitachas yado. Gzeila is a lav anita glasei because the asei is misakein the lav. The classical type of lav anita glasei is where the asei fixes the lav. It's oker the lav. It removes the lav. For a lav anita glasei, where the asei is misakin the lav, even if they're not in the same pasuk, it still is nita glasei. You still wouldn't get markers for that lav, because that's for sure nita glasei. Abakrod the vasisim lo kasher zomim eino oker a lav de lo sana. The al yidei shano osim lo kasher zomim eino oker eiduso. Well, not oker the eidus sheker. He testified falsely. That's not... reversible. It's not fixable as a result of kasher zama. We're not going to be oker his edus. Ella al yidei shehuzam hilkach lo chashvinim leinita glasei kevish lo nita v'achrav samachlo. Says Tosfos, lav anita glasei by edim zomim. The only reason it's nita glasei is because the lav and the yasei are close together. To say that it's nita glasei because it's misakin, it's not misakin the lav. So it's not nita glasei, it's not like gzela. Gzela, the lav of lo sigzo, and the essay of Heshev Esagzela Shagazel are not in the same pasuk. There's a lav nita glasei anyway. You're not going to be loka on the lav of lo sigzo because the essay is misakin the lav. But by Vasism lo kashazom is not misakin lo sane. So if it would not be in the same pasuk, it wouldn't be nita glasei. But because it's nichtav, but if it would be nichtav samach achrav, it would be nita glasei. Zok Rabbi Meir, because it's not nichtav samach achrav, because the two psukim are not together, the two mechayvim are not together, it's not nita glasei, and that's why you're going to get the malkus. That's Rabbi Meir's issue. Rabbi Meir is trying to explain why is the lav of losan and not nita glasei to kasher zama. So he says, because it's two psukim. If they'd be one pasuk, then it would be nita glasei. But because it's two psukim, it's not nita glasei. If it's not nita glasei, you can get malchus. It's a velokim, mashal. Noah?
If the lav is not nita glasei, then what does it matter if it's close together? I know you might think so.
Rebbe Chanan points out in the Kovet Shiurim, Lachara, what Tosfos is clearly saying is that lav nita glasei comes in two forms. The classical type of lav anita glasei is where the assay is misake the lav. That's what it means. It's nita glasei, meaning it's connected, it's fixable, reversible by the assay. The classical type of lav anita glasei, where the assay is misake the lav. But the Ri is saying that lav anita glasei also applies even if the essay and the lav are smuchim zelazeh. The essay is samach to the lav. That's another lav anita glasei. Another type. Two types.
Can I borrow this for a second, please?
Conan has in the Kovitch year in Os Kufi Dab. Vir Devrayim, the Trey Gavni Ika Balava Nitha Glasei, page 7. Hecha da al Yedei, Kiyu Masim Esakin Alav Kimo B'Gzeila. Like by Gzeila, the Asei of Eishu Esakzeila Shagazel is Esakin Alav. Uvei Shalav Lo Nitha Al Yedei Ho Asei, let's skip a little bit. Ela depotari malchus mishum lo domi lelav de chasima. The Bochanan says that when the asay is samach to the lav, it's not dunya the lav de chasima. Lo sachsam shar b'disho, that's the quintessential lav. There is no asay that's samach to that lav. It's dam a lav. You're not let him muzzle the animal when it's working. So Rabbi Chanan says, "Dumi the lav de chasima means that the lav that you want to give malchus has to be similar to the lav de chasima. If it's nidak l'asay in the sense that it's samuch to the asay, if the lav and the asay are smuchim zel asay, that's also not going to get malchus because it's not dumi the lav de chasima. It's not nidak l'asay in the classical sense. The classical nidak l'asay is where the asay is mesakein the lav. I can't give the person malchus for the lav because he can still do the asay." And if he does the asay retroactively, it turns out there never was a lav. How can I give malchus for someone for a lav that might disappear? So if it's nitak l'asay, if I can be misakein the lav with the asay, I can't give malchus for the lav because the person in the future could be misakein the lav with the asay, and then the lav will just fall apart. That's why the Gemara in Malchus talks about situations. Let's say a person does something to prevent him from fulfilling the asay in the future, so then you could give malchus for the lav because there's no assay to speak of. The Bukhara wants to suggest, but that's the re, there's a little bit more to talk about. We'll just leave it at this, to keep it simple. It's complicated. You've got to learn the Gemara and Marcus a little bit better. It's not so simple that this really should be true. But he wants to say that according to the re, there's a new lav and a tef lassay, a new type of lav and a tef lassay. That is where the lav and the assay are smuchim zel assay. Even though the assay is not going to be the sack in the lav. So the real svara of nitak lassay doesn't apply. It's not that he's not going to get malchus because it could be that the hecha timsa that there won't be a lav in the future. That the assay will simply be mevatel the lav. It turns out there never was a lav to begin with. Never violated anything because he fixed it up. If they just smuchim zel azeh, but the assay doesn't fix up the lav, like by kasha zama, it wasn't eidah shaka. Just because we do kasha zama doesn't get rid of the fact that they testify falsely. It's not nitak l'asay in the classical sense, but if the asay is similar to the lav, then the lav is not dumya the lav de chasim. It's not similar to losachsim shor b'disho, so maybe because of that, there's not going to be any malchus. So even though it really should be called nitak l'asay, we should have a different formulation that we should say lav ve'asay smuchim zel azeh. But it's nitak in the sense that there's some relationship between the two, so that's why the Ri says it's like the nitak l'asay. It's not a real lav and nitak l'asay, but it's similar. The whole yesod is totally different. It's not because the reason why you don't get malchus is not because you can be masakin the lav, the lav, but rather it's not dumya the lav de chasim. Okay, it's a different concept, but it's nitak l'asay in the sense that there is a relationship between the asay and the lav. That's what Rabbi Meir was saying according to the Ri'ah, that because the malchus is mishum osana and the mamon is mishum kasha zama, that's why they get both. Right? Because they're in different psukim, that's why they get both. If they'd be in the same pasuk, then we wouldn't give malchus to the Aiden, because the lav would be like a lav hanitak lasei. It wouldn't be dumi the lav de chasima. So it's not dumi the lav de chasima, you can't get the malchus for such a lav. That's the reason. Yes?
According to the Ri, why, if the two psukim are
sinuchim zemos, does that become a lav hanitak lasei? It doesn't. It said because it's not similar to losachsam shar b'disha. It's not nitak lasei. We call it nitak lasei, that's just the phraseology. It's called nitak l'asay because it's connected to an asay. Nitak l'asay normally means nitak in the sense that you can be misakein one with the other. You can fix the lav with the asay. We'll call this nitak l'asay also, but it's not really nitak l'asay. It's nitak in the sense that it's connected. There's a yachas, there's a relationship between the asay and the lav. But the reason why there's no malchus is not because you can get rid of the lav, but because it's not similar to Los Asim Shor B'disho. And Los Asim Shor B'disho is the paradigm of the lav that's Chayav Malchus. Okay? Yes?
Can you say that Rashi maybe is saying like this, Asay Samach Lav, when he says, Rashi doesn't say just two psukim, he also says two shemos, implying that if it was one pasuk, it could be under one shame. So what does it mean on like one, what does Rashi mean if he's saying like two shemos or one shame?
Rashi seems
like
to be saying the Iker is too shameless. It sounds from Rashi that even
he says
two
psukim and two shameless, implying that if it was one
pasuk. The kevon de shnei shameless. Shnei shameless means two psukim. You're saying it doesn't. Shnei shameless doesn't really mean two psukim. It really is two lav. That's two psukim.
I'm saying like, can you say that maybe if they're in one pasuk, because it'd be an asay sum of the lav, it'd be like one shame.
I don't think Rashi is saying the Ri. That's what he's saying. He doesn't say it. Let him say the magic words.
Why say shameless?
Because he's saying that they're two mechayvim. That's what Rashi is saying. Shnei shameless means there are two different mechayvim. I can't say alav because kashrizom is not alav. Right? Losan is alav, kashrizom is an asay. But there are two, shnei shameless means two psukim here, two mechayvim from Mammon and Malkus. That's how Rashi seems to be learning. I don't think he's learning that it's alav and it's asay. I don't think that's in Rashi. Why didn't Rashi learn like the Ri? No one wants to say maybe Rashi is saying the same as the Ri. I don't think so. Why Taka didn't even like the Ri? Why didn't he say that it's like a Lavanitic last saying? Not the classical Lavanitic last saying, Avi. Right? Not the classical Lavanitic last saying, but it's like Lavanitic last saying. It's not Dumi the Lav the Chasima. There's no Malkus for this Lav. Why didn't Rashi say such a Pshat? So maybe the answer is Rashi denied this Lavanitic last saying. He denied this type of Lavanitic last saying. He argues with the Ri. Does everyone agree to the Ri's version of Lavanitta Glasse? There are two types of Lavanitta Glasse. The Rashash already points out that the Rambam argues with the Ri. The Rambam says that there's only one type of Lavanitta Glasse, not two. The only Lavanitta Glasse is a Lav that can be fixed by an Asse. But a Lav and an Asse that are Samuch Zel Azen, that's not the Glasse. You'll get Malkus for such a Lav. Which Rambam? Who Rambam? The Rambam in Hilchos Tumura of all places. We're not learning Kotchim here, but... Rambam Hilchos Tumura. First Rambam, opening day in Tumura. Maybe we should do that for the spring semester. Maybe not. What does the Rambam say? Kala Meimir Lokim. Someone who tries to be Meimir. What does Tumura mean? You try to exchange. There's a Behemas Kodshim. And you say, you know what, I want that Behemah back. I'll make another Behemah Kodshim. The Behemah Sher Yakrivu Mimena Korban Lashem in Parashas B'chukosai. And the kol hashayitim mimenu l'Hashem yakodesh. Okay, so you mark him a behema. Lo yachli fenu v'lo yomer oso tov b'ro rad b'tov. Im homer yomer behema v'behema v'ayahu usmurso yakodesh. The rule is, you're not allowed to be machlef, you're not allowed to be meimer. You can't exchange the behemas kodshim for your behemas chulin. Turn your chulin into kodesh and the kodshim into chulin. That doesn't work. You can't do that. Right? A behema that's kodesh b'kdusha saguf, he's kadosh, he can't be podet. What's more, says the pasuk, Vim homer yomer v'hem v'hem v'yavu smura so yir kodesh. The rule of tumura is not only is there a lav to be meimer, but if you are meimer, then the behemas chulin that you try to make kachim to exchange for the kachim, that also becomes kodesh. They're both kodesh now. Hu usmura so yir kodesh. That's an asay. V'yavu smura so yir kodesh. That's an asay. So there's a lav, lo yach lifenu v'lo yomer, and there's an asay, v'ho yavu usmur so yir kodesh. Dr. Rambam, kol ha-meimer loke, ha-kol behema u-behema shi-yomer, she-nemar lo yach lifenu v'lo yomer oso, etc. V'afo bishlo osa maise, the Rambam Hilchos Tumura Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph points out immediately that Tumura is an exception to the rule. Normally you can't get malchus on a lav she-ein bo maise. Tumura is one of the exceptions. Nishba, Meimer, Makalas, Chaver, B'Shem. These three lavim, it's in Veris HaKosev, you're going to get Malkus on them, even though it's Ein Bo Maase, it's only B'Dibur. Tumur is only B'Dibur. You don't need your hands there. The two behemoths are right in front of you, and you just name it right there, B'Dibur.
It doesn't include Losana there.
What?
It doesn't include Losana.
Okay. Interesting. We'll have to see that in Mitzvah Shem next week. Right. Well, first of all, we're passing like the Chachamim Bereb Meir, right? But the question is there Malkus Mishem Losana ever? Well, we'll have to discuss that on Monday. It's not so partial. The Gemara in Malkus on the Beis HaMavei seems to say that there's no Malkus Mishem Losana. Right? Because the Gemara says, if the Eidim testify that someone's a Ben Gusha or Ben Chalutza, what do? We give them Malkus because of its Tikkus HaTzadik Rishuas HaRasha. So the Gemara says, why do you need its Tikkus HaTzadik? There should be Loka Mishem Losana. So the Gemara says, it's a Lav Shem B'Maisa. The Pashup Shan of the Gemara is you're not loka on Losana because of the Lashon Gemaisa. We'll see, it's a shit. So the Rambam says, okay, you're loka on Meimer. Why should you be loka on Meimer? I understand it's an exception to the rule. The principle of Lashon Gemaisa is not going to apply over here, but Lavanit the Glasse should apply here. Why should you get Malkus with Tumur? It's a Lavanit the Glasse. That's the Rambam's kasha. Says the Rambam two answers. First of all, there are two lavim. So lavanitak lasei, the Rambam is saying is so. Lavanitak lasei only applies if there's one essay and one lav, because one essay can be menatek one lav. It can't be menatek two lav. It can't fix up two lav. That's one reason why the principle of lavanitak lasei doesn't apply to tumah. But Od says the Rambam, she'ein lav sheba shoga lasei. The lav and the essay are not similar. What does that mean, they're not similar? Sha'atzibur ve'ashut v'mein osin tumura imhei miru. Afal pishen mazharin shelo yamiru. If it's sibur, carbon sibur, shutfim, there's a lav that they can't be meimir. But the rule is that if they're meimir, then the hayahu, who are so yekodesh, doesn't apply to a carbon sibur, carbon shutfim, a behemas sibur, behemas shutfim. So says the Rambam, the lav and the asay are not shoveh. What does that mean, they're not shoveh? It means the asay doesn't apply in every case where there's a lav. The Rambam says the din of lav anitak lasei applies if every time that someone violates the lav, there is an asay to fix the lav, right? To correct the lav. But if you don't always have that asay, like in tmura of carbon shutrim and carbon sibur, heavy kachim of it. Tmura of carbon sibur and carbon shutrim, there's a lav of tmura, but there's no asay of tmura. So the Rambam, it's not a lav anitak lasei. Hepter Ashash, Salav Anitak Lasei. What do you think the Ri would say about this? Should it be Alav Anitak Lasei? The Ri is not troubled with the Rambam's problem anyway, because he could just give the Rambam's first answer. It's not Alav Anitak Lasei, because there are Shnei Lavin. Lo Yachlifenu, Velo Yomir. Shnei Lavin. It's not Alav Anitak Lasei if there are two Lavin, because the essay can be Menatek one Lavin, not two. It can fix one, but not two. So there's no problem with the Rambam. But the Rambam gives a second reason. The Rambam said something he didn't have to say. So you see something remarkable from the statement of the Rambam. He's making a statement about Lav Anitak Lasei in general, right? That the Rambam is clearly assuming that Lav Anitak Lasei is only where you have the asay in every circumstance where you have the lav. Lav Anitak Lasei is only where the asay will always be able to fix the lav. But if in certain cases the asay will not fix the lav,